A man in Tibet set himself on fire last week. He reportedly died from his injuries. This appears to be the first Tibetan self-immolation this year, but it's not likely to be the last. More than 120 Tibetans have set themselves on fire in recent years to protest China's rule over the region. Getting information out of Tibet isn't easy either. But as the World's Matthew Bell reports, there's a Tibetan in Beijing who's made it her mission to do just that.
Her name is Tsering Use. She's in her late 40s, and she writes poetry and commentaries. She grew up in Tibet, but these days she lives in the Chinese capital. When I met Use in Beijing, she had just returned from a three-month trip to Tibet. On her mind were the new restrictions on Tibetans visiting the holy city of Lhasa. People were forced to give up their ID cards, she said, and stay in designated areas. I never thought this kind of segregation would be imposed on us, Use says. It's like South Africa under apartheid. She says these kinds of policies help explain the self-immolations. Use has done a lot of reporting on these protests since they began in 2009. Last year, she published a book that profiles those Tibetans who've set themselves on fire. I'm a Tibetan, she tells me, and I want to explain why Tibetans continue to self-immolate as a form of political protest. They are suffering a lot, she says, and the world has kept silent. In addition to her books, Use is a prolific blogger, but interestingly, she writes in Chinese. That makes her a unique voice for Tibetans, says Elliot Sperling from Indiana University's Tibetan Studies program.
There's a tendency among many people who are interested in Tibet to tend to see Tibet as frozen in this sort of idealistic Buddhist or even folk kind of culture, but all culture is dynamic.
Sperling says Use embodies this dynamism. Other Tibetan intellectuals are also doing this from afar. They live in the West and write in English.
But Use really represents this within the People's Republic of China. In other words, she represents somebody who is very much engaged in the modern world.
That brings big challenges because Tibet is a highly sensitive issue for the Chinese government. Beijing says the rights of Tibetans are protected in China, and that the government has gone out of its way to help develop Tibet's economy and preserve its unique culture. Most of the Chinese public buys that line, which makes Tsering Use's work even more vital, says Tenzin Tetong. He's a former cabinet member of the Tibetan government in exile, now working for Radio Free Asia in Washington.
Maybe this is the one area where the Tibetan story is least understood. The vast majority of the Chinese public have had a very general understanding that since Tibet became part of the PRC, Tibetan life has improved dramatically for the better. And when in reality, there are very, very serious issues still going on.
For her work writing about those issues, Tsering Use got some recognition from Secretary of State John Kerry last year.
Tibet has become increasingly identified with self-immolations and protests against the deteriorating human rights condition for China's Tibetan citizens.
But when Kerry announced the winners of the International Women of Courage Awards, Use could not attend the ceremony. She was under house arrest in Beijing, which for her is a recurring nuisance. Use continues to publish books outside of China and to blog. She's also got more than 47,000 followers on Twitter. But is she getting Chinese people's attention, I ask? I've been writing about Tibet issues for so many years, Use tells me. I think there is some effect. You just have to keep repeating the truth, she says, and eventually people will start to listen. Besides, what else is there to do? For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Beijing.